Good morning, Penguin Book Writing.
Oh, good morning. There is a live person after all, because when you call, you just get the music and nothing else.
I do sincerely apologize. I was just away from my desk and I just came back. How can I assist you today?
Okay. Well, I, of course, like everybody else, I think I have a book that needs to be published.
Okay.
And I have several questions. Are you ready?
I am ready. I'm all
okay.
Ears. Please go ahead.
Okay. Well, what is your name?
My name is Don Rhodes. The last name is R-H-O-D-E-S.
Oh, Don Rhodes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very prestigious name. And my
Thank
name is
so
Marguerite
much.
Ducky.
All right. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Pleasure here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, number one, are you connected with the other Penguin printer, the publishers?
It just happened to be by chance that we may sound like the Penguin Book Writing Company, but we are not. We are a separate entity. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's number one. Number
mm-hmm.
two, how does one start off without having a copyright of the concept of the book?
Okay.
Or would one do a copyright first?
Okay, now the thing is, I am assuming that your manuscript is already complete. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It is
All right.
complete, but it needs rework because I'm not happy with the English.
I understand.
And
okay.
So it, yeah,
and
yeah,
you
it is
have
complete, yeah.
you have already assigned a title for your book. You already also have the title.
Yeah.
Okay. So, did you do any due diligence on the title to find out if this title has not already been taken by somebody else?
Yeah. No, I have not.
No, you have not. Mm-hmm.
No,
okay.
I have not. I haven't done any due diligence, but I assume
mm-hmm.
it is clear.
Mm-hmm.
For a number of reasons.
Okay.
Because nobody would think to write a book about that.
Okay. Well, you know what? There are actually two parts when it comes to acquiring ownership certificates.
Okay.
And the most prudent steps are, basically, is first to do a complete due diligence to find out, A, if the title that you have basically assigned to your book is not taken by anyone else, okay? And if it is available, you would like to get that title for yourself, okay?
Okay.
Because
who would
there's
do
so
that? Would
we
you
would
do
take
that?
Care of, we would take care of those services for you, okay?
Okay.
So what we will do is we'll basically conduct the due diligence. We'll do a nationwide search to find out that this title is very much available, okay? We will acquire that title under your name, and once we have passed this stage, we will go ahead and submit your manuscript for a complete and consummate copyright, which would be tagged to your name for the next 70 years.
Okay, 70
mm-hmm.
years copyright.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there might be changes within the wordings and stuff, because this
sure.
is not the final. Yeah,
I understand. Mm-hmm. Okay.
70 years copyright.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the second question.
Okay.
Now, condition. Oh, yeah, which is really part of that. I wrote some points down.
Take your
so,
time. No rush.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The manuscript would have to be reworked because
mm-hmm.
I speak five languages with the result that
mm-hmm.
none of the five is totally perfect in my eyes. And
I understand.
So,
that's not a
yeah.
problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you would be able. Okay. Now, besides
mm-hmm.
the title. Okay. No, I'm still at the title thing.
Mm-hmm.
What about the concept of the book? Even if the title were to be free, and if
mm-hmm.
somebody were to copy the whole concept and the whole story in different words.
They will not be. They will not be because the copyright issued by the United States Patent and Trade Office would protect you, your book, your name, and the book cover from copyright infringement of any kind, of any sort, anywhere. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Even
so that
the same story told by
exactly.
in different ways would be
in
would
different
be covered.
In different ways, in different languages, in different dialects. So that the copyright will protect you against copyright infringement from everything. Okay.
Okay.
So you don't have to
so
worry about it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
so basically.
Yeah. That is basically the benefit of having a copyright. Basically, it's protecting you, you know, in every possible way that you can imagine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah, now I will do that anyways. I'll do copyright
mm-hmm.
on other stuff
mm-hmm.
too. Now,
okay.
number four, would that be already? I do not use computer.
Mm-hmm.
I have it, but for my own reasons, I have been compromised so often, so nothing personal goes on my computer. I'm sitting here in the computer with your stuff in front
mm-hmm.
of me, but
mm-hmm.
I do not accept emails. I do not do emails, basically.
Nobody I would love,
has
to,
my email
I would love
address.
To chat with you on the phone or via text messages. Will that work out for you?
No, no text messages. Nothing.
Only
ever
phone?
Blocked. a phone or fax.
Sounds good. We actually don't use fax. Fax is just one of those mediums that we don't use anymore. But
okay.
All the other mediums are available to us. Text,
okay.
Email,
so
phone.
You have no
so
problem.
I have no problem. So if you feel that you are more comfortable and more, you know, you have proclivity towards using a phone, I would love to stay in touch with your old phone.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a problem.
Or otherwise send the printed matter by UPS or whatever.
Okay. So now my question is, if you don't mind me asking this question, are you not computer literate?
No, I am, but I
you are.
Okay. No, the point is, the moment I receive one email, I get 50 emails from everybody connected. So I do not do any accounting. I do nothing on email because I have been washed over several times and I'm not doing it anymore. So I use the computer to research, like I found you there. Actually, I was using for somebody else.
Okay.
But I do not accept emails, period.
Okay. So, again, this is very much a hypothetical question. Again, this is you might also want to consider this a request. How about if you email me your manuscript just once? Do you think so that will work out?
No.
Or you would prefer to send it to me by traditional mail?
Yeah, mail. And you have an address on 42nd Street.
Absolutely. But you know, for the sake of brevity, I just thought that if you can just email a soft copy.
No, once is enough.
No problem.
Listen, I had to redo my whole computer system twice because the first time I did it, I told them, don't use my email address. And they did. Mm-hmm. The next day, I had 50 emails.
I understand. Okay, I can surely understand your concern. Okay, I'm sure we can work something out. So you don't have to worry about that either.
So
okay.
So it is out. If it has to be through email, I just don't do it. It has to be done physically, personally, or by UPS or whatever mail.
Fine. We'll do it by mail. We'll do it by courier.
Yeah.
We'll do it by UPS. Whatever means are there out there available to us, we'll take care of that. Okay?
Okay, courier. And you don't do fax anymore at all, huh? I use it a lot with my legal question is always to fax still.
You know, I work out one of our satellite offices in Atlanta. But in our corporate office, obviously there are faxes. So if it comes to that, I will share a corporate office fax number with you. Perhaps you can fax a manuscript there. They will then scan it and email it to me, but they will make sure that it is forwarded to me one way or the other. Okay?
Oh, okay. So that's.
But
as I said,
this is not a big deal at all. We can take care of it. You know, we have multiple ways of taking care of this.
So basically, this way, I would not be in contact with New York, but with you in Atlanta. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, correct. So
okay.
So I am basically the senior project manager and the lead writer in the company. I actually happen to be one of the writers in the company, and we have just opened a satellite office in Atlanta, and I am leading that office.
Okay. Oh, then we're not so far. Yeah.
Correct.
Then probably easier that I just UPS it or do next day mail to you. That it's easier than even if I fax it to New York and then New York has to fax it to you.
You know, actually, the thing is, our company policy, standing policy is that all such, deliverables are routed through a corporate office. So I'll seek guidance on that from my corporate office. If they would allow me to receive something directly, there's nothing like it. But you know, if we can go through a corporate office, you know, all it's just going to do is just like take up one more additional date. That's about it.
Okay. Yeah. Now,
these are just trivial issues. It's not going to be too much of a hassle.
The email is a key issue because some businesses are just not set up not to do email. Some businesses have to do email because that's the only way they can work.
We will honor your concerns and we will not use emails. Okay.
All right. Because this here, I never get any emails because I don't give the email and email address to anybody.
Okay.
So I don't get any junk.
That's
I don't get anything. I'm not compromised and nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can talk me out of it.
No problem at all. Now, before I lose my train of thoughts here, I just had a couple of questions myself. Okay.
Yeah.
So first off, are you a full-time author or is this your first attempt at writing something?
That's a good question. I have. Written a couple of things, but I'm not published. But mostly because I have never really even thought about it. My mother is a writer, was a writer, mm-hmm. and she's published like 50, 60 books. My grandmother was also a writer
nice.
And a journalist and stuff. But I myself, it has never been my ambition,
mm-hmm.
quite frankly. And this one here, I've worked on it actually for a number of years, off mm-hmm. and on, at least 20 years, 25 years. And
mm-hmm.
Sometimes I pick it up again, and then I change the ending. And this morning I decided maybe I should I never really thought about doing it through a pay-your-own-stuff, through
mm-hmm.
a self-publishing thing. It just came to me, and I thought, well, maybe it might be worthwhile. Sometimes from the self-publishing, then to become famous. My mother was pretty famous, and my grandmother,
right.
too. But
right.
I've been in other businesses, and I did well. So let's say that it's just worth a shot. I'd have to find another name, too, because
mm-hmm.
I live
okay.
in Florida. So I don't really want anybody to know that it's me that who is publishing that. So.
So this book that you are in the middle of publishing, will it be published under your name or using a pseudonym, a known diploma, a pen name of sorts?
Yeah, I would use a different name.
You will use a different name. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is this book about? What genre does this book fall
under?
Okay,
let me just put it generally.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the... Because I'm still very wary about somebody stealing the idea.
Correct.
It's about people who lived and died at the end of the Second World War. And one of
mm-hmm.
these persons that historically actually died
mm-hmm.
in my book lives on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so this is life of this person from 1945 onwards.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, till today, where she would be, till 1996, 2016,
mm-hmm.
Where she would be, she or he would be over 100 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's done in a form of a autobiography, but of course fake, because that person is dead. And
correct.
So meets with a lot of, all the other people are people who really have existed. And this person has also existed, except that in 45 was dead, and in my book
mm-hmm.
is not dead. And so this whole thing goes through 1945 to practically to the beginning of the Trump presidency.
Okay.
So you
are basically... piquing my interest, and I'm just thinking about it. So basically, would you say this is a war fiction? Is it a science fiction, a mystery, a time travel type of a story?
No, it's just
mm-hmm.
the story of a person that,
mm-hmm.
that didn't die and that lived
okay.
on, had to escape from Europe, from Berlin at that
mm-hmm.
time, and
mm-hmm.
all of the travels and the tribulations of this person up until the modern times where that person was over 100 years old. So it would be brought as fiction, but basically the only fake person is the person that didn't die. All the other persons have all existed, so all the historical persons that this person is in contact with have all existed. And mostly have died, and so it's a continuation of a life that actually stopped in 1945 until today, until 2016. Did I lose you? Hello? Hello? Hello?